Today is my first proper girly time.
Thank you for picking me.
And we're gonna talk trash about people. Not trash, but we're gonna be like big sis advice time. Talking about girly stuff, I hope. Yeah. So, should we jump in?
Yes.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
We are so cozy today.
Oh, I love this. We should do this always like this.
Always. Slumber party episode every
because
week.
Because it's undressed. It kind of makes sense.
I know.
Before dress, maybe we should just do it.
Let's just do it.
It's how
different
cozy.
PJs every week.
Yeah. Imagine.
Maybe not.
Maybe the same one.
Maybe the same.
Like a uniform. Yeah. But yeah, we have PJs.
Yeah, and I have my sleepers.
So cute. Have matching PJs. And blankies. And we're very cozy because it's slumber party.
It's a slumber party. And it's December already. So we introduced our Christmas tree. If you guys are real ones, you remember it from last year.
Yeah, it's the same one.
I still love her.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Do you have your tree in the house already?
No.
Up? No?
Not yet.
I'm not going to do one on my new house this year.
Yeah. No.
But my mother already has hers on my...
Wow. I tried to convince my boyfriend to do it this weekend. Maybe.
Yeah.
But he was like, too soon.
Too soon.
I was like, okay. I respect it.
Yeah, that's good. But I decided that it's going to be too much for me because I'm still decorating the house. Like, I still have so many things to unpack and organize, like the whole like bedroom stuff. I still like miss. I need to organize like the drawers and everything. Yeah. So I was like, no, I'm not going to like put something extra on top of all the shit I got to do.
You had to go buy it and everything, right?
Yeah, from scratch. I don't have anything. So it's another...
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. A lot of money too because trees and decoration is expensive. Yeah. And also, I don't know where I would like storage it after. And also, I'm going to be away for 2 weeks in December. So I don't think it's worth it to do it. Just going to leave it like that.
Get smart.
And also, slumber party. Do you... Usually, have you done this before, like, when you were a kid? A lot of, like, sleepovers with friends?
Yeah, I used to go sleep at my friend's place a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was, like, slumber party, you know? Like, it's not like in the movies. Like, we wouldn't have cute PJs and, I don't know.
Yeah, so you just, like, end up sleeping there. It's not something that you organize a whole event around it. But usually it's on your friend's house because I feel like in friends groups there's always like one of the friends has like the house where everyone gathers.
Yeah.
Was it yours or you usually go to someone else's house?
I would always sleep somewhere else.
Somewhere else,
I mean, sometimes but it used to be like I was like having dinner at my friend's house and then she was like, Dad, can you call Sophia's mom so she can sleep over, please? So, yeah. And then we were like,
we can sleep together. I remember I hated sleepovers. I really hated them. I remember once when I was very young, I had like almost, I wouldn't say a panic attack, but I was the kid that needed to call the parents to pick it up. I was like, excuse me. And everyone was already like sleeping. But I was like, I need to go home because I couldn't sleep. And everyone was sleeping. And it was, I think I got traumatized. And then I didn't want to like do sleepovers anymore. But yeah, I don't have, besides that trauma, I don't have any memories of sleepovers.
Yeah, I think that shows a lot how you like you're an introvert.
Yeah, probably.
How I was an extroverted kid.
And then I learned that I didn't like it. So anytime someone like mentioned it or it came up, I was like, okay, I'm gonna like have dinner and then I will go
home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go.
My
bed is calling me.
So yeah, I never really done any sleepovers after that I can remember.
That's so funny.
Kind of sad. Yeah.
That's so funny. When you started dating your boyfriend, would you go sleep at his place? No.
No, he slept at mine. I was always the house. Although yeah. I'm an introvert, I was always like, my house was the house of the gatherings. So yeah. I'd done some parties at my house, and usually people stayed over until late, but we usually didn't like sleep over like all my friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, with my boyfriend, yes. But I don't think that's a party.
Sleepover.
Besties. But yeah, I think the point of a sleepover is not to sleep, right? Maybe that was why I got traumatized, because they were actually sleeping.
They're like, what are we doing here?
I was sleeping. I need my sleep.
Yeah. Then what's the point? It's no fun.
It's very fun still, because like you get to stay awake until very, very late and watch movies and talk. Yeah. No, the best part was talking shit. Until like late.
I think that's probably one of the reasons why I didn't have that experience too, because I didn't have like a girls group, a lot of girlfriends. So I think that was one of the reasons. So we didn't have that. I would love to have like, let's do, I don't know, our nails while we talk shit. Yeah. I never had that. I had like one really good best friend, which is female, but she is not a girly girl at all.
Girl, yeah.
So I never had that experience. So today is my first proper girly talk.
Thank you for picking me.
And we're gonna talk trash about people. Not trash, but we're gonna be like big sis advice time. Talking about girly stuff, I hope. Yeah. So, should we jump in?
Yes. Okay, so we're going to start by answering questions that you guys asked us.
It's kind of a undressed scenario.
Exactly. Should I start?
Yeah.
Okay. My friend is dating this one guy, but he has such weird alpha male energy.
Ew.
Always talking over her, being dismissive. I fear she is too blind to see it and might be mad if I say something to her. What should I do?
I think in this case, this is a hard one, because it's hard to not like your besties or friends guy.
Guy, yeah.
But you need to like swallow the pill, because what you're gonna do, right? If you're like start like talking shit about him, you might cause like drama between your like friendship. So, because she's blind right now.
I can't see. I'm blind.
She's blind, girl. So you need to like give her time to see. To see.
I do think that if you see him like being like always talking over her, being dismissive, maybe you can talk to her.
Yeah.
And be like,
slowly.
Yeah.
But yeah, surely,
like,
yeah.
That day he said this, don't you think like
that was a bit too
how
much?
How did that make you feel?
We have an audience right now. I have a window, so people just stare.
Especially when we're in this scenario.
But yeah, I agree. We can talk, but I would just say not to be like too dramatic about it. Because when someone is blinded by love, they tend to do stupid things. And they might like argue with you or be mad at you for like ruining the relationship or something. But I think time will tell. Time is your best friend.
Time is your besties.
It will show you that the macho alpha male energy usually is a big red flag.
Yeah.
Okay. Next scenario. How do you deal with stressful, overwhelming situations? I have anxiety and sometimes it's hard to keep it under control. Also, how to balance waiting to ask for help, feeling like a burden when you do? Okay. I don't know if I have the answer to this one, because sometimes I suffer from this too. Being a control freak, sometimes I struggle to know when to either like give up on something or ask for help or demand stuff. So this is hard. But I would say for me, I think stopping is something that works very well when I'm overwhelmed. And sometimes when you're overwhelmed, all you think you shouldn't do is stop because you have so many shit to do. Mm-hmm. But stopping makes it like easier to think about stuff.
Yeah.
And to kind of like make a path.
Make a step. Taking a step back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes you like you're so caught up in the situation, like so consumed by it, that you think like that it's so much more important than it is.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
It's like I always think of that sentence that it's like, if it's not gonna matter in like 3 months,
yeah,
why are you being so stressed out about it? And usually that helps a lot, like making the stress levels go down.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, yeah, sometimes it's like your reality and you're like so focused on that and you're like, this is not like going the way I want it to go. But maybe it's going better. I don't know. It's like maybe there's a reason for things like to not be working out. Or, yeah, in the part of like wanting to ask for help, I can help you because I'm like, if I need help, I'm going to ask for help.
Yeah. But I think it can work. If you take a step back and you take some time for yourself and to think about the matter, you might even like write it down and try to understand if it's doable even, because sometimes it isn't and you really need the help. And if you need it, then if you like write it down and acknowledge that, maybe it would be easier to just acknowledge that and ask for help. So yeah, I think once again, time is your bestie. Just take some time and think about it and ask for help. Yeah.
All right. Next one. I know relationships aren't always perfect, but sometimes I worry that I'm settling. How do you know if someone is truly right for you or if you're just comfortable?
I think here it will depend a lot on what you think is missing. Because you say, like, relationships aren't always perfect. So, something is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it really depends on what is wrong. Because if you feel like what is perfect to you, if you're idolizing maybe, like, something you see in movies, might not be, like, reality.
Yeah.
And you need a reality check. But maybe you're really settling for something less than you deserve. So it really depends here, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Maybe you should write down or like, why are you saying like relationships aren't always perfect? What makes you say that? What makes yours like not being perfect at this moment? And then analyze, what is it? Is it like we should go have dinner more often? Like, that's fixable, you know? Or is it like we argue like every 2 days, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's the big difference. If you're arguing all the time and that's why you're saying it's not perfect, then probably something is really wrong in the relationship. Yeah. But if it's just like comfortable, I don't feel like comfortable is a bad thing, because if you want long term, that's what's going to happen eventually. Yeah. Like that's the whole goal of it, is to be comfortable and to feel like that person is your home.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be comfortable. You're not like going to be feeling butterflies all your life.
Yeah.
But butterflies not even that good. So it really depends. It really depends on the red flags. But if you're arguing all the time, I would say there's work to do. And if you like him enough, maybe you can put on the work. But if you already have these thoughts, maybe you should look somewhere else.
Think of like your life without him also. Sometimes that helps. Like if you would, like, how do you know if someone is truly right for you? Okay, imagine you would break up with him. How would that make you feel?
Yeah.
Imagine like a life like without him. How would that make you feel?
Yeah.
Like if it's something that excites you, maybe that's a red flag. It's like break up. If it's something that is like, no, like he's my person, like he needs to be with me.
And I would be lost without him or something like that. If it adds to your life, then it's a good thing. I feel like a lot of people that are scared about this settling maybe really didn't find the right person yet, because you're not supposed to be scared of missing, like having FOMO of being in a relationship. Yeah. All right. So next advice. I have a group of friends who love to go out and party, but it's not really my scene. I feel left out when I say no, but also drained when I go along with them. So I feel pressured to go and I don't really have many other friends. This can be quite hard when you and your friends have like different preferences of like tastes of what you like to do. I think if you really like the friends and want to keep hanging out with them, maybe just find something where you guys match. Because I don't believe that your friends only like to party.
Yeah.
So maybe if they like food, you go have dinner and then you leave.
You can have dinner and then you leave, exactly. Yeah. Like,
or maybe they like the movies, whatever you like with them, even if the rest it's not matching. If you find like one point that matches, you just hang out with them there, because I don't feel like you should be like forcing yourself to do something you don't like. And then maybe if you have other preferences that you like and they don't match your vibe, like maybe you like sports and they hate it, maybe you can try to find friends on that field and join like, I don't know, a gym, a sport, whatever, and hope to find people that match that.
Yeah, part. I agree. It's hard to like find a friend that like accompanies you in everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think throughout life you're going to have friends that are good, like you're going to do this with them, but you're not going to do that. So maybe these, like, I don't know, maybe you need to find something else to do with them, like you were saying. And because it's what you were saying, I don't believe like that partying is all they do. So yeah. And I don't think you're like, you're not going to be feeling left out from not going. I don't think so.
Yeah, if you're feeling left out, you can go like, I don't know, like once a year just to have that taste. But if you don't like going out, I think you should accept that about you and not force. But also what I've been learning, I think we talked about it here before as well, that like growing older, you shouldn't have like that many expectations on your friends to be like the perfect, like you were saying, companion, like someone that will love everything you love and do everything you do. Maybe you can find that in a partner, or and even so, it can be like different tastes in some stuff. Yeah. So you should just respect that and know like this friend of mine is good to go to the movies and that one is good to go to the gym and that one is good to go out. Like it's different. Like everyone is different and that's the fun part.
Yeah.
Not like having someone that totally matches you.
Yeah. I agree. But good luck with that.
That was the irony.
That was the irony.
Good luck
with
that.
But I wasn't meant to be ironic now. I'm really wishing you the good luck. Okay. I just turned 25 and feel like everyone around me has their life together, good jobs and relationships. Meanwhile, I'm struggling to even keep a routine or cook a meal for myself.
I understand. I feel like the 20s is kind of like teenage years all again. Not like the same, but it's like a different kind of evolution that you go through, and they are hard on their own. Like 20s, it seems like everything changes. I don't know how to explain it, but like suddenly I don't feel like you're an adult at 18. I feel during your 20s until 30, you learn how to be an adult, and it's hard because you don't have that mindset, and you're so used to, until your 20s, you're so used to just like sit around and do nothing. That's just the reality of it, because your parents do mostly everything for you and you don't have many responsibilities. You don't have like to pay stuff. And all of a sudden in your 20s, you have to do all these new things and have your shit together. And no one teaches you that.
No.
Because you never learned that in school.
Yeah.
And parents usually, they try to raise you the best they can, but they don't sit with you and say like, so here's how to be an adult. You do this and then you go do your laundry and that's how you do this. And then you pay your taxes. There's not this conversation. So you try to figure everything out on your own on your 20s. So you're like in the middle of your 20s and 25. So you shouldn't stress too much. Like for me, I think the big jump was probably from 25 to 30 when I started like having my shit together. And even now, like I just had my first house. Like, I'm figuring it out, and it's getting easier now. Mm-hmm. But it was overwhelming. So what I can say is it gets easier.
Yeah.
And take it slow. And it feels overwhelming. But your mom, your dad, and every grown-up does it because it's possible. You just need to, like...
But, like, even your mom and your dad, like, they were lost before they knew what they were doing. And you know what? I feel like... Even now, like, yes, it is getting easier, as in I do think that I'm learning how to have a routine. I'm learning how to take care of myself. But there are weeks where shit goes down.
Of course, yeah.
And, like, there are weeks where I don't have time to cook. There are weeks where I didn't have time to do the laundry. Like, I don't know. Like, and there's always going to be that. And I feel like, that's just life.
Yeah.
And
so people just pretend they have their shit together, but in reality, everyone is trying to figure it out. Even parents, like, I'm in an age now where, like, my mom had me at 32, but my dad was 24. So I could be like a mom of someone in there, like, with 7 years old or something. Yeah. So I would say that my dad back then, he always looked... For me, it looked so put together, and he had this shit together. But I'm guessing that it was very overwhelming for him as well, and he was figuring it out as he go. And if I had like a fever or something, I think he would like stress the fuck out and panic. Yeah. And every grown up stresses too. Yeah. They just like act because you learn to like act.
and my mom is like the most organized person ever. She's like. OCD almost. And then the other day she was like, I lost the house keys. And I was like
Mom, the world
the world is like burning right now. Like everything I've learned about you is wrong.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know where I put them. Like, can you see if I left them at your house? And I'm like, excuse me? Like, and yeah, it was insane. Like, and I felt like it was like a very important moment for me.
Yeah.
Because I
realized she's human.
Yeah. I saw my mom being human, and like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
You know? And, but yeah. If for trying to help you, I would say that if you're struggling to even keep a routine or cook a meal for yourself, maybe like try and have like some sort of a calendar for your day, or like the day before, maybe try and plan the day ahead.
Yeah.
I would say. And maybe when you cook, maybe cook like plan your meals.
Yeah.
Like for me, it helps me a lot, like cooking. With a big amount, and like the next day I know that I have leftovers and I don't have to cook again.
Yeah.
It's like a burden that leaves my shoulders. So yeah. And then I don't know, I always make soup. I have soup sometimes.
In stock, yeah.
Yeah. And you just have with a little sandwich. I don't know, maybe like work smarter instead of like harder, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I agree. Hard. I feel like even like I'm not organized. I was never like the person to have like a schedule, a calendar, and have like routines. But as I grew older, I learned that some stuff you need to like give in and just do. So I still don't have something that I look every day to. I don't look every day to my schedule. But I do, like, when I feel overwhelmed, I plan the week ahead.
Yeah.
I plan in terms of work, too. Otherwise, it's a mess. And I do lists of stuff to buy for the house. Because even, like, going to grocery shops and stuff, it can be, like, it's another thing to do in your day. Yeah. So it can be overwhelming. It's another task to do. So I tend to just do lists, which is something that I never thought I was gonna do. But it really helps. And just if you plan ahead a little bit. And something else that I would give you advice is, like, if it's feeling very overwhelmed right now, sometimes you can be lazy, but maybe you're really in a very overwhelming phase. And if it's like something you can see, like, I'm doing this, like, this month, I have this test or I have this project at work. So this month, I'm very overwhelmed and I can't cook. Then it's okay. If it's something in a time frame that you can see that is a crazy period, then you should like allow yourself to be messy that month because it's impossible. Yeah. And then you get back on track. Like when I was moving, I felt like that. So I was very, like, I put off all the, like, gym stuff. I was like, I stopped it. All, like, the cooking, none, all the organizing stuff. And even in work, I kind of reduced my work a little bit to be able to move, because otherwise it would be impossible to do it all.
Yeah.
And now slowly I feel like I have more time. So I'm back in my, I'm studying Japanese, going to the gym, cooking soup, planning meals. Yeah. So sometimes you can't do it. Sometimes it's really too much.
Yeah, so, yeah, I agree.
Those would be our advices. My boyfriend wants sex. Okay. I'm not ready though. That's just it. That's the question. Well,
and that's your answer.
Yeah, that's the one, the answer, yeah. That's it.
Next. No, next.
But it is though. If you're not ready, what else is it to think about?
Yeah. It just has to accept it. Unfortunately. And if he loves you in love,
he'll wait.
He will wait. If not, someone else will love you enough and
thank
wait.
You. Next.
Thank you. Next. Yes, sir. But yeah, do not rush it because you are gonna regret it for your entire life.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm talking here with experience. No, I had a nice experience. but yeah, everything, like I hear everyone about it, like talking about it, like their first time being very disappointing and like not being ready for it.
Yeah.
I feel like people, like I feel like it's something that stays with people. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe if you're rushed to do it, it will stick with you and it can make you like not enjoy it at all, like being like almost like anti-sex, like if you had a bad experience. So I was like, yeah, girl, just if you're not ready mentally, that's the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about mental. I feel like all that is like, we talk about sex being a very physical thing, but I feel like your mind needs to be into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, if mine is not ready,
it's not going to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
I just moved out of my parents' house to live on my own abroad. I thought I'd love it, but loneliness is getting the best of me. Any advice on how to fight this?
This is very hard. You can talk with experience about this because you've been living abroad. But even so, it was like a short period of time, more or less.
Yeah.
Like in London, it was like 6 months. Do you live more time in London or Barcelona?
No, Barcelona was 6 months. London was like 8.
Okay.
Because then COVID, I had to come back. But yeah, it's hard because when both times I had someone living with me.
Your boyfriend?
My boyfriend, the first time in Barcelona, I went with a friend.
Okay.
So we shared houses.
So you're not like lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been really, really hard. And when I went to Barcelona, I didn't know how to cook yet.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2014 or 2015, I don't know. I was still living with my parents, so I didn't know how to cook. So that friend, like, she would cook for me always. And then I would just, like, take care of the dishes.
Yeah.
So I think I was very, very lucky.
Yeah.
Because if I was alone, I feel like it would have been harder. Like, it was already hard, like, being away in a new city and everything. But, yeah. My advice is to get into as many shit as you can. Like,
I'll be busy.
Yeah, be busy, busy, busy. Like, if there's something, I don't know if you're studying, if there's something like your uni is doing, like parties, go to all of them. Like, go to like gym classes, go to like ceramics, go, I don't know, just like put yourself out there.
Yeah.
I think it's like the only way.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be hard. It's like, it's hard. I'm just thinking about it. Just thinking of doing this, like, it's hard. Like, I wouldn't want to do it, but I feel like it's the only way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say in the beginning, because like, you can talk from experience, because I never like lived abroad, but I know I have a lot of people like in my family and friends that decided to live abroad. And when it's permanent or for a big period of time, like years, mm-hmm. That's what's hard about like me giving advice, because I see from them that they are not over this problem mm-hmm. either. Even so, they've been living for years. It's something that when you go live abroad, you know you're always gonna be the one that lives abroad. You never feel like completely welcome in the new place, mm-hmm. but also you're not like part of home. Mm-hmm. Back home. So I feel like always living this limbo a little bit. Obviously, there's really good stuff in living abroad and you learn a lot and have like new experience. But at the same time, I feel like they still feel this loneliness. Even if they do a lot of Zoom calls, that's an advice that I would give if you miss home. But even so, when they hang up, there's always like this empty feeling, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I remember... like every time I had my brother visit when I was living in London, and at the time I was alone, my boyfriend was here. He went to visit. We stayed together for like 4 days. It was like so fun, so much fun. And then when he left, I went with him to the train station, and then I went home crying the entire time. Yeah. And I was having the best time of my life in London. I like my idea was to stay there. You know, I only came back because of COVID. And I still cried.
Yeah.
It was still like, because like it was family, you know, like it's something that makes you feel secure.
And it's the part that you dropped. So you have like a little touch of that. And then suddenly you feel emotional.
Yeah.
Because that's the
it
part
was like, damn, like I wish
behind.
I was here with them here, you know?
Yeah.
Because like I like this, but I also want that. It's hard. And you're always going to be feeling that.
That's what I feel like everyone that I know that lives abroad feels. Like you can't have both.
You can have both.
And it's tough accepting you cannot have both. So if it's like a close place that you can travel to often, you might like feel on a little bit of the what you're missing out. But if it's like really far away, then it's tough. But yeah, I would say as advice, we give the fact of like you can try to find like a really good buddy maybe or a circle, mm-hmm. a new circle of friends and almost like a new family in the new place so you don't feel alone. And also try to connect as much as you can with people back home, like a lot of Zoom calls maybe.
Also, social media is great for this. I feel like I know this girl I follow. Her name is Sophie Milner. I used to follow her because she's from London, and she created this app where people from London would like go and use the app if like they were looking for friends, and you would just meet up. And I feel like social media is great for that. Like I don't know, maybe search for pages, like I don't know how to look for it, but and there's apps now like Tinder,
I think there should be like more of that and really disconnected from the whole like hookup scene because it's hard to make friends. And if you could just like use an app and find friends with the same like taste, like we were saying in the beginning, like if you're sometimes you need like friends that like the same stuff that you like, it would be easier to just put what you like on the app and find someone.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are good apps like that, but if there are, that's really nice. And I feel there should be more. Because it's hard to make friends.
Very hard, yeah.
Do you know, like, here in Portugal, this has nothing to do with it, but you know about, like, the whole running club thing?
Yeah.
What the hell?
People are obsessed. And they're all,
and
like...
And it's to hook up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all fazeiros and fazeiros.
Is
it? Tipo, betos mesmo.
I learned that information, like, I think it was, like, on the weekend, last weekend. And I was like... What the fuck is this?
Yeah, I had a TikTok. Like, I used to see them all. It's like the 5 a.m. running club, blah, blah, blah. And they would run, like, in Foch. And then they started going to that place you went to, the baking club.
Oh, they go there?
Yeah, they go there, like, after running.
No way.
They stole our plan.
Oh, they kind of stole. They stole our plan. But wait, they are, like, just doing it for, like, to couple up. Because it's not like...
Yeah, but they run like every week. They go, you know, like I feel like maybe it's like they created that and then they started to hook up. And now it's known that like if you go, you may find the one. But I think like it's still a running club.
All right. So do people go if they are in a relationship?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. But yeah, I had a TikTok appear and it was this girl that was like, have you found love on like the running club? She was like, yeah, the first time I came and we're together for like blah, blah, blah.
That's crazy.
Okay. I always feel like I'm the therapist's friend. Everyone comes to me with their problems, but they don't seem to have time for mine. I like helping them, but I'm starting to feel kind of used.
This is hard. I get this. I feel like you need to
vocalize yourself. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, I understand what you're feeling, but if you don't go to them and be like, look, I also have problems. Like, yeah. Can we just talk about my problems now? Like, it's not going to change.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like sometimes, like, we are very much in our heads thinking, like, this person should ask me. And I agree with that. They should. But sometimes people are just, like, stuck on their own problems. And if they are used to you being the put-together one,
yeah, maybe
they just assume.
They assume you're good. They assume you're doing good.
Everything just like going for you and they forget to ask. So yeah, maybe you've been like for years the one that everyone asks, how are you? And you say like good when you're not good, and then people just assume. So start vocalizing. But then even if you feel like they are like maybe disassociating when you're like telling your problems, then I think it's a big red flag and you should look for new friends.
Yeah.
So give it a try, vocalize. But if they feel an interest and just want to speak about themselves, then you don't need to like not be their friend anymore, but find like a better friend. Mm-hmm. And this was the last one. Advice from the Big C's.
I hope we helped you.
Same. Now we have like two little games that we're going to play before we end this episode. The first one, I don't even know if it's called a game, but we've been loving seeing on TikTok people doing the hear me out cakes. Yeah. So we decided to do one.
I'm excited too.
This is going to be a little crazy. Game time. Smells nice.
We got cupcakes.
Cute. So cute.
And oh my god, I'm so excited.
Do you know what? We decided to, because we planned the episodes a little ahead, so we just gave our hear me outs to our producer to print and all. So this was like maybe a week or two ago, and I don't remember. So it's going to be a surprise to me even. It's going to be like, what the hell?
Oh, hello, baby. Okay, do you want to start?
Yeah, I can start. I just have a question. Will we just look at it and say the name and not like discuss, or should we debate like a...
We can debate a little if there's space for two. It.
Okay. I'm going to do just like a lucky draw here. I'm nervous. I don't know what I think. Oh my god.
Oh my god. It's a Ninja Turtle.
Okay. I don't know if I want to debate this. But, okay, hear me out.
Yeah.
I remember watching this and it was like, I like that they have
that,
like...
Is it that specific one?
No.
Okay.
No.
All of them are cool. All of them are like...
I remember like the fact that they have like painter's name was cool. Mm-hmm. Like Leonardo. And they have guns.
Yeah, they.
They're not like skinny turtles. They're like...
They're badass. They're and maybe buff. They have a lot of surprises under that shell.
What you have under that shell?
Mm. Okay. Turn. My turn.
This looks so bad.
It's the dragon from Toothless.
Oh my god, he's so cute.
He's like... Adorable.
It's adorable.
He's fucking adorable. I would die for him.
Agree. Don't even need to. Yeah.
That's it.
That's cute.
I just want to like. Kissy kissy. And be like. Mm.
You like the soft boys.
Ha ha ha.
I killed Sophia.
I was very sick last week, and now I'm like at that phase where if I laugh, I cough.
You cough.
Like an old man.
It's all together.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
We never know what's behind that mask, okay? Mm. He's very tall.
You like a mask?
Maybe. This might be my favorite serial killer.
Okay.
From the... Okay, not favorite serial... Favorite serial killer from the whole, like, 90s mm-hmm. horror movies. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I feel like the overall is kind of cute.
You would... We could style it.
We could style it. It's like... Yeah, like workwear.
Yeah, workwear.
And yeah, I feel it's very mysterious.
Yeah, it is for sure. Mysterious. Yeah.
Interesting.
Cute.
Yep. Sorry.
Okay, next one.
Oh, this is Michael Myers, by the way. We're not like saying to the people that are just yeah. like listening.
Michael
sorry.
Myers.
Michael Myers. Hear me out.
This is Ryuk.
Girl, like, you're hearing me out. You don't need to explain
yeah?
it to me.
Okay, cool.
I would love to, because that comes with a book that's very helpful.
Yeah, exactly. There's that. He's very low maintenance. You give him an apple and he's, like, super happy.
And he's kind of cute. Like, he has an earring.
He's,
very,
like, he's very tall.
Very tall.
Skinny. he's always there for you.
Yeah.
Like, he can just... Yeah.
I agree. It's like, the style is not bad too. It's like alternative.
True.
Emo boy.
True.
I agree.
Tonight will be the night that I will fall for you.
Oh, so we're doing anime. So we're matching in the anime right now. I brought...
Okay.
From Naruto. This is Jiraiya. And I thought this was perfect for Hear Me Out because... He's a very old man.
Can you believe I've never watched Naruto? I need to watch it.
You need to watch. But I
he doesn't look like an old man, though.
Exactly. But he's very old.
Okay, he's old and wise?
He's old and wise, okay. Exactly. And he's very strong. Like, there's three very, very, very strong ninjas. He's one of the three.
Okay, cool.
So
he could help you around the house.
Exactly.
Like, lift a cow.
Exactly. He has a red flag, though. He loves women very much. A lot of women. So that's a red flag. But I think this grandpa is very hot.
Okay.
So
Maybe it's not someone you could have a relationship with, but it's
Yeah.
Still hear me out.
Like a crush. Like if he was my teacher, I would have a crush.
Yeah. Okay. I need to watch it and then I'll give my feedback.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. This is a very specific one, okay?
Oh my god. No way.
It's
Oh, because he was the cool guy.
He's the cool one because now he's like a dork now. They made him uncool.
Really?
Like the bunny from Nesquik. Can we add the picture here? Let's add because they change his appearance and he's not swagalicious.
Wait, I'm gonna search. I need to
search. Search Nesquik.
Does he have a name?
Nesquik bunny. It's like so disappointing, honestly. He used to have like drip. Like his, like he had a skate, baggy clothes.
Oh no, he has skinny jeans.
Let me see again. So bad.
So bad.
That's not a cool, like that's not.
He has a cool skinny dude. Jeans, a hoodie and Converse. This is so bad. Yeah, I remember he has a skate. He's very cool.
He's very cool.
Very, very cool.
He's very swaggy-licious.
And it's a bunny.
And it's a bunny.
Like family to you.
Exactly. We stay between family.
Okay. I love this. Okay, hear me out.
Oh my god.
Hear me out.
He's really cute.
Snorlax. If we lived in a Pokemon world and I was a Pokemon, I would love to date Snorlax because there's like anything more cozy to just like cuddle.
Cuddle, yeah.
No.
I agree.
It's Snorlax.
You would always have a place to cuddle.
Yeah, and he's a homebody. He just wants to sleep. Yeah.
Cute. Cute. One. It's already a known fact for me.
Oh my God.
It's Danny Phantom.
Is that what? Kim Possible?
No, it's what, like, just Danny Phantom.
Oh, he has a show of
Oh, girl. And this is a special. This is like him with powers. So like the hair is like silver and the eyes are green.
Oh, so when it's my favorite off, costume is different?
Yeah, it's black hair and then I think it's blue eyes. Or maybe the eyes are still green. But yeah.
The faces of our producers are like this.
Like, I have no idea what this is. But yeah, this was my crush when I was younger. Last year. <I'm kidding. laughs>
They make the guys really hot on the cartoons, I feel like. Yeah. So girls were like...
Yeah, and then he would flip his hair.
Is this the last one? Do you have one last one?
I have one more, yeah.
Okay. Last one is
Voldemort.
Hear me out.
I cannot. I don't understand that one.
Okay, so obviously in this form, like the nose is gone and it's a little weird, but I feel like he has a lot of rees on his feet. Like this outfit, like this is really like monk kind of, you know?
Monk, yeah.
Is
yeah,
it?
We know the monk.
See the tendency?
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's like, and the whole like Dark Lord is something that attracts.
But his hands.
Yeah, it could be
like
better.
The way he.
That I have a thing for grandpas. But yeah, I also think he was pretty when he was younger.
He was really pretty.
And yeah, like maybe the whole with a little work on the nose, we can get him back.
Maybe if he does, like, the new, like, surgery that all the celebrities
thing?
Are
yeah.
doing.
Yeah. Who knows?
Okay.
A little trip to Hollywood and Newman.
Imagine, like, Iris, like, if she was in Hogwarts and, like, Voldemort was appearing, everyone was, like, running away and Iris was like, wait, but he's kind of hot. You would join the dark.
Yeah, I would. The feats are so much better. Yeah. My favorite was like Bellatrix.
Yeah.
Because I love Elena.
But she's the Lulu.
She's the Lulu, but Lulu. She's so cute.
Okay, let's do my last one.
It smells so nice.
And it's the fox from Zootopia.
Ah, oh, so cute.
He's so cute. I had like
a I never watched.
Big crush. Really, you have to watch it. Like his personality is... Like, he's sleek.
Slick?
He's sleek. Like, he you're gonna
so
fall
cute.
In love.
He's yeah,
gonna
the steal little smile.
He's gonna steal your heart. But yeah, he's really funny. He's just, like, a cool dude.
Cool dude.
So yeah, this is our cakes. Wait, this is so cute.
It's so cute, right?
We need to take a picture.
I love this. Hear me out.
Cute.
Let's just play some here while we do the other game. They are very cute. If you have like weird hear me out names, just pop them up on the comments. I want to see your
hear me out.
Yeah, hear me out.
Surprises.
Too. Surprises.
With like Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. He's cute. He's gay, but he's cute.
He's gay, yeah.
He wouldn't want anything with us, but.
True.
He wouldn't be the first gay guy I would have a crush on, though. The skeletons in my clothes.
Okay, what's next? Is it a song game? I think it's a song game.
You know what? I always wanted to play this.
I'm very nervous about this one because I feel like I realized this about me. I'm one of those people that when it comes to like, what's your favorite restaurant in Porto? I'm like...
You'll go blank.
Blank.
But... You really know a lot of lyrics, though. You sing along to most of the songs.
Yeah.
But I'm like that. On the spot, I'm the same. Like, I go blank. But I feel like we are good with lyrics.
Okay.
Let's see. But I always wanted to play this because they do this. Is it what? Vogue or something? No, not Vogue. L. They do this with celebrities and I used to watch a lot. But it's... hard. Even celebrities, even like singers, they go blank. So
yeah, I don't know. I feel like my brain, when it comes to it, it fails me on the spot, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Should we do like one round each, or you're going to throw us the word? So basically the game is like you throw on a word and we need to think of a song on the spot that has that word. So when you throw the word, it's like just a round for me and one for Sophia, or both of us can, like the first one that starts singing. Yeah, that's better, right?
Okay.
She's crying.
I don't like competition. I'm not a competitive
person. She's saying this and she's going to win. Because she knows a lot of lyrics. Like, I know that she knows.
Baby, baby, baby.
What did I say? Oh,
that was like an easy one. That was like Kevin.
Justin Bieber? That was your crush growing up?
He was one of my crushes, yeah. Still is. Still?
Still?
Still has nice. Your crush.
It should be me.
Not Haley.
Into because the night will be the night.
I'm looking for some fun.
No fucking way that you thought of that.
Deep in the night.
Oh my god.
No, it's very niche. It's very niche. But it exists.
Yeah, that's true. You win. But is that like a actual release song?
I don't know. Deep in the night. I'm looking for some fun. That's all
maybe,
I know.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's on Spotify. We should look it up.
Look it up, please. I don't even know.
Please look it up.
That's all I know. My brain works in mysterious ways.
Is deep in the night?
I'm looking for some fun.
It's Ding Dong Song, yeah.
Ding Dong Song?
Yeah.
See? I know my songs. I don't know. This Good was very job. Fun. This was very and that famous. Was very niche. Like back in the days. I don't know. This was a meme.
It was a meme, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they... Because this is, German?
I don't know. I had a friend in my class and he was always singing this.
That's...
So yeah, it's just stuck with me.
I'm looking for something.
You make me so hot, make me want to drop. You're so ridiculous, I can barely stop.
Can you take it back? You take it back that Avril you don't Lavigne. Know songs?
This is Avril Lavigne.
That's Avril Lavigne?
You make me so hot, make me want to drop.
Oh my god.
So ridiculous.
And it's like songs that I like. Where are you getting them from? It's like an old Avril Lavigne song. A classic.
It's like from the Girlfriend album. Like from the hey, hey, yeah, yeah.
Wanna meet a girlfriend.
So it's more girly, yeah.
See, I go blank.
That's the hard one. No.
No, I don't want no scrub.
Scrub is a kind of king, get no love from me. Man, I feel like a woman.
It's go girls. Yeah, she's hitting. She's like killing this game.
Just invite me to go on Ellen.
Yeah, you would do great on the L.
Damn. Oops, I did it again. I play with your heart.
So good.
Thank you. Oh, girls, they want to have fun. Oh, girls.
At this point, I'm just here watching. I'm so cozy with my blanket. I'm like, you like, go, girl.
Go, go, Kylie, go.
You do you, boo. Thanks. Sing for me.
Pick up the phone, baby. I know you're home, baby.
I will never let you say you're bad at a game again.
I didn't know. It's a surprise for me, too. Sweet.
Sweet home Alabama.
Oh, good one.
Last one, okay. That's a big sentence, any piece
Wait,
of
I need
fashion.
To, we need
to... Oh!
Oh. I was like, any piece of fashion!
What the fur?
She had them boots with the fur. No, it's not the same. It's not. I'm not seeing it well. Upper bottom jeans, boots with the fur. With the fur.
Oh, that's a lot of pieces of fashion.
Thank you.
Jeans.
Apple bottom jeans.
Good job, Sophia.
Thank you, Iris.
You need to go to Elle. That was like, I've been watching this you would do really good.
Thank you.
Take a while to think. You're like spot on quick.
Imagine if I practiced.
Yeah. The only difference is like the quality of singing because they are singers. Other than that, you would like kill it. Would kill it.
Can work around that.
Well.
Well.
Ding ding dong.
Ding ding dong.
I'm still laughing about deep in the night. Well, this was really fun.
This was fun. It's time.
I realize we say this all the time.
I'm going to eat my cupcake. Oh no, we need to take a cute picture.
Oh no.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
But it's time for Portuguese word of the day.
Oh, what word is it? It should be sleep because we're having a sleepover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dormir.
Dormir is D-O-R-M-I-R.
Dormir. So weird. I wonder how this sounds to you guys.
Yeah, like Russian. Like the other day, I was seeing this. I don't know if you have saw that TikTok that is like blonde, brunette.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Portuguese song. I thought it was a Portuguese song, like a trap.
Yeah, like a, yeah.
And
because
it's not.
The voice sounds like the dudes we have here singing in Portugal. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Loner Johnny or something. Yeah. But it's Russian.
Mm.
It's blonde, brunette, glamour.
Glamour. Brunette. It's so bad that it's kind of good.
Yeah,
though.
We need to do that.
Yeah.
Because we are blonde and brunette and glamour. Well, thank you for watching this nonsense. And we are going to have a guest next week, so no pink ball time. And I'm excited. We haven't had a guest in a while.
I know. Also, please help us out. Who should we invite for our podcast?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we're out of guests. So if you guys could help us, we would appreciate and love you forever.
See you next Monday.
See you next Monday.
Bye.
We're going to sleep now.